Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Authorities in Montgomery County say they identified the suspect who shot a man and left him for dead on City Avenue right by St. Joe's University. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, police say he was the one who first called 911, but now he's wanted for murder.
Police are looking for 39-year-old Tyrese Quinterly of North Philly. The Montgomery County DA's office says it was late Sunday night when Quinterly called 911 to say he stopped at City and Cardinal Avenues because he almost hit a guy who was down on the street. Lower Marion cops got there, took his info, and let him go. The victim, later identified as 39-year-old Jefferson Shackford, wasn't just hurt. Medics saw he had been shot. He died at the hospital. According to the criminal complaint, surveillance video shows Quinterly taking Shackford's body out of his van and leaving him on the sidewalk by St. Joe's. A witness later told police she saw a driver get out of a van and fire a few shots at the passenger at that location. Investigators then say they found Quinterly's phone at the construction site that's at the intersection. They say Quinterly knew Shackford and was in contact with him before the shooting. Authorities say Quinterly is armed and dangerous, and if anyone sees him, they should call 911. Police say he was last seen in a green Chevy Express van with a PA plate, MCR4673. On City Ave, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Anti-Semitic incidents in Pennsylvania have more than tripled since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. And anti-Muslim incidents also rose sharply. Both trends are documented in two new reports. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has the details.
The ADL's new report chronicles nearly 9,000 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, harassment, and vandalism last year nationwide, with incidents in Pennsylvania more than tripling.
The numbers are the worst we've ever seen, you know, and I think that we will continue to call out this form of hate, and we will continue to fight against it. We will be resilient as we move through this.
That's Andrew Goretsky, Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League's Philadelphia office. The rise in incidents sharply increased after October 7th when the war between Israel and Hamas began. But anti-Semitic incidents are not the only thing on the rise. The Council on American-Islamic Relations also released a national report this month showing a 56% increase in anti-Muslim hate with over 8,000 incidents last year. Ahmed Salim Tekelioglu is Executive Director of CARE Philadelphia.
What we are seeing on the ground is this understanding among our community that there should be no space and no place for hate. People should not be hated for who they are. That's clear.
But he says freedom of speech is being threatened and that criticizing the state of Israel should not be categorized as anti-Semitism. Goretsky says they were careful not to do that. However, chants such as From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free were included in the audit, as his group sees it as a direct threat of the destruction of the Jewish state. Both groups say there needs to be a united front against hate. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia has not been known as a business-friendly city, but Mayor Sherelle Parker hopes to change that.
KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports Parker has signed an executive order declaring the city open for business.
Commerce Director Alba Martinez says her office analyzed what it takes to open a business in Philadelphia and found that among 53 different types of businesses, there are 96 permits, licenses, certifications, and registrations needed.
For example, our large restaurants need to go through 26 steps to open and operate.
Reducing red tape for food businesses is the first project for the mayor's business action team, formerly the Office of Business Services, renamed and refocused in the Open for Business executive order signed by Mayor Parker.
We don't want you having to work on trying to get access to licenses and permits. We want you increasing your bottom line.
Parker promises a streamlined process for opening, running, and expanding a business and a one-stop shop for getting it done. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Seven of Philadelphia's top school principals are being honored tonight with the prestigious Lindback Award. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Richard Mitchell has been the principal at Bodine High School for less than 2 years, but he's made a swift impact.
I would have to say I kind of brought some stability to the school. It's my second year here at Bodine, really bringing back a lot of the traditions that Bodine has had.
Mitchell restored a sense of community after students protested a toxic culture 2 years ago. He's one of seven Philly principals being honored for their leadership. Another is Kim Limchek Taylor, who's in her ninth year leading South Philadelphia High School. She says at her diverse school, where 43% of students have a primary language other than English, everyone has a voice. The Lindback Award comes with a $20,000 prize to be used at the school. Check Taylor says she's planning to create a student activity center in the cafeteria.
We want to make sure that our students are eating, they're interacting with each other, studying at the same time, and also having fun.
The Lindback Awards are funded by the foundation of the former president of Abbott's Dairies. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.